USDA's Jeff Guider, chief of the National Ag Statistics Crops Branch, says the world is waiting for Friday's prospective plantings report. In fact, he says it may be one of the most highly anticipated USDA reports in several years. Guider says the big focus is on corn numbers, but as a result of recent developments, he says there's a lot of interest in rice numbers as well. During the farmer interview period, USDA informed producers they could not plant Clearfield CL131 rice, which tested for unapproved genetic material.
We knew that there was a popular variety and used by a lot of growers, so we went back and recontacted and verified the data that we had gotten from many of the growers to make sure that they weren't going to change their plans because of that. We wanted to make sure that if they did, we had captured that information.
From the end of February until mid-March, Guider says NAS officials gathered data from roughly 87,000 farmers from across the country.
We did that several ways. We mail questionnaires to some people, ask them to fill it out, send it back to us. We also make the questionnaire available electronically. Farmers can log on to a secure website with a user ID and a password that we give them and report that way. And the rest of them we collect by telephone, just a regular telephone interview or a personal interview.
Guider says NAS does a lot of work to ensure those surveyed are targeted for this report.
In each of our state offices, each of our field offices, we maintain a database of farmers around the state with some information about what they grow, so we can target our sample towards the corn and the soybeans and the sorghum and the cotton, those producers who have those commodities. It makes it much more efficient to just to sample them that way than to just take a random sample of all the farmers in the state. We know that our list is not complete, our database is not complete, so we supplement that with what we call an area sample, where we actually select certain areas of land around the state, we call them segments, go out there, find out who's operating farms in those segments and what they're growing, and that provides a measure of completeness.
Even so, Guider says it's important to remember that planting for most growers is still a few weeks away. As a result, he says reported intentions may not match up with what actually goes in the ground.
What we come out with on Friday are going to be farmers' intentions to plant for this year. Now, this report is coming out 4 to 5 weeks before many of the states even begin their corn and soybean planting. So obviously farmers can and will change their minds, and so we'll recapture this information again in June.
NAS will release this important planting intentions report at 7:30 Central Time Friday morning. The follow-up crop production report is set for a June 11th release. Reporting for the National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.